Number to call is 800-691-3010. 800-691-3010. Again, that's 800-691-3010.
The Verizon signal is yours. Wield it to transmit anything you want. Rule the air. Verizon.
Friday mornings, we get a chance to chat with Mike Schultz, the entertainment editor and movie critic there at the River Cities Reader. You can read it every Wednesday, everywhere, whether it's in print or online.
You could read it every day of the week online, of course.
How about that?
Yeah.
And sometimes,
24/7, baby.
And how about that?
Yeah.
Sometimes I find I'm restless and I can't get to sleep, and I think, you know what would soothe my jangled nerves?
One of Mike's reviews.
Reading one of Mike's reviews.
That'll knock you out, depending on the week.
Sometimes.
Or you can knock out a whole weekend of just listening to us in the archive section.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and that's very impressive.
That's a good time.
Yeah, there's a link to that at DaveandDarren.com, or I'm sure you can just poke around and find it there at RCReader.com.
Yeah, because we must have at least probably about 60 of those.
That would knock out a weekend.
They're all about 10 minutes each.
That would do it.
That'd do it.
600 minutes of Dave, Darren, and Mike talking about movies.
Can you imagine?
Wow. Although really, of that 600 minutes, I think only about 20 minutes is actually talking about movies.
That's true.
Yeah, the rest is impressions.
That's the fun of the segment. So, Mike, what have you seen?
Hey, we're caught up.
That's right.
Yeah, we're caught up this week, actually.
Last week when you were here, you were giving us early
I saw
reviews.
Twilight and Airbender, which both opened before Friday.
Right.
And then nothing else opened.
Up.
But I'll tell you what I did watch on DVD, though. I finally saw the first season of Party Down. You ever seen that show?
You know what? My wife just Netflixed it, and I did not watch it.
It's pretty great.
Is it?
So,
gotta
wait
say.
A minute. By caught up, you mean you've got no reviews?
I got no reviews. I got nothing for you.
Okay.
No, I'm just here for fun today.
Oh, okay. That's
we could talk about the Emmy nominations. See that Modern Family got 14, five of the adult performers.
Yeah.
Nicely done.
Not bad.
Love that
not
show.
Bad. Not
love
bad.
That show. Mad Men did crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good stuff.
All right. Well, we'll talk to you next week.
All right. Good to see you guys.
Hey. We do have
business.
Yeah,
to
we've got
to.
Stuff that is going
to
be opening.
Two big movies opening today.
Two big ones, you say?
Uh-huh. We've got another CG affair. I don't know what to make of this one.
Okay,
Schultz.
This is the
Is this the cartoon?
Despicable Me.
Yeah, I don't know what to make of it either. The previews are strange.
A master villain planning the world's biggest heist has just met his greatest challenge, three little girls named Margot, Edith, and Agnes. Gru is the name of the villain. He's played by Steve Carell.
Mm-hmm.
And he lays down the rules for the children here on this clip. It's Dave and Darren with a clip now from Despicable Me. Rock 104.9 here.
Clearly, we need to set some rules. Rule number one, you will not touch anything.
What about the floor?
Yes, you may touch the floor.
What about the air?
Yes, you may touch the air. Rule number two, you will not bother me while I'm working. Rule number three, you will not cry, or whine, or laugh, or giggle, or sneeze, or burp, or fart. So no annoying sounds, right?
Does this count as annoying?
Okay, I kind of laughed a little bit.
Yeah, yeah.
I had no idea. What's this about the three girls? I haven't gotten that from any of the previews
at all.
Somehow
he has to adopt three girls.
Okay, so it's like Lear, except it's, you know, CGI cartoon.
Okay. Boy, I think you're putting way too much thought into it.
I absolutely am. I don't know. I hear three daughters and I go,
yeah,
I don't
think they're fighting for his land or anything. Wow.
Or it could just be
only Schultz draws King Lear comparisons to Despicable Me.
I got a little more Petticoat Junction out of it.
Ah, well, there's
I don't know if the three girls bathe in the water supply at any time in the movie, but Mike will find out and we'll all know together.
Yeah, I'm not dreading it. All right.
I mean, it looks clever.
It's getting okay reviews.
And, yeah, it'll be short probably. Chances are good, right?
Well, you know, that's always
those things are usually over in an hour and a half.
That's always what we look for when we send you off.
Truly,
to the movies.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's
the
make
shorter,
sure
the happier.
It's short. And here's a sequel. We've got Predators.
A novel. Yeah.
Predators. Help me out. You know, there was Predator.
And there was Predator 2.
There was Predator 2. Then there was Predator versus the Alien?
Mm-hmm. And then Predator versus Alien 2.
Requiem.
Yeah.
So now we have Predators.
Yes.
Now, does this have anything to do with anything?
A group of elite warriors.
I mean, as far as those, it doesn't, right?
The creature's the same, I think.
Mm-hmm. Is it?
That toothy guy with the dreads.
Okay.
I think that's right.
A group of elite warriors realize they've been brought together on a distant planet to be systematically hunted by Predators.
What is the most dangerous game? It's man. And in the end of the lottery, the loser gets stoned.
I don't know what goes on here.
Wow.
Here's a clip. In this clip, Royce, played by Adrian Brody and his giant nose, tells the group that they are the ones being hunted. And it goes a little something like this.
Excuse me. What the hell is going on here?
You're being hunted. The cages, soldier, all of us. We're all brought here for the same purpose. This planet is a game preserve. And we're the game.
Christian Bale's calling with a lawsuit. You're stealing my gimmick.
Nice. Or,
yeah.
The thing is, we're all game here. The Joker sent us to this planet. Take this antitoxin, Rachel.
God bless him. Bob Denver would be calling in with a lawsuit. This is right out of Gilligan's Island. Classic episode.
Remember the episode
where Gilligan got hunted?
They became meat? Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Skipper!
What would be good? Right. What would be good?
The thing is, Gilligan, we're being hunted.
Oh, no, Skipper!
Yeah.
That would be
what would be good in this one is if Adrian Brody tries to disguise himself as a big giant bird.
That would like a toucan?
Like the yeah.
You
like,
want him
like,
to be okay. you
like,
want him
like
to
the
be
character a, from the village.
Yeah, you want him to be
sure,
that
let's
bird.
Throw that
in
back.
Every movie.
Yeah, be yeah. the bird again. Do the bird. Do the bird.
Right? That'd be fine. Adrian Brody, what an interesting career post Oscars for Brody. Seriously. Mm, what is he doing? Splice? I mean, Splice was kind of good, but still, weird choice.
What I'd like
yeah, but
to
didn't,
see.
Is Splice already gone?
Oh, yeah. Oh, hell yeah.
That was like, I mean, that was.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, it didn't do it.
Here's what,
do
I'd
a
like.
Dime.
Here's what I'd like to see. And again, Hollywood, I know, is listening to us online. Just my idea. At some point, when he comes face to face with the Predator, and the Predator opens up those crazy jaws.
Yes.
He should just awkwardly kiss it like it's Holly Berry. Yeah. And then wink at the audience. Uh-huh. Like, hope you're having fun.
Remember this?
Hope you're having fun in the seats. This is what I do. I grab people and kiss them inappropriately.
Why is it the movies don't stick around anymore? I mean, for even popular ones, they don't really stay around forever.
Because everybody goes the first weekend and that's it. And then we move on to the next big thing.
Yeah, well, the thing is, too, Darren, there used to only be maybe 25, 30 pictures in a year. I mean, you really only had one release a weekend, really.
Yeah.
Back in the day.
So is it just more movies?
I think that's it. Yeah.
They need to make room for other things.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, at least three, four sometimes. Yeah. Well, I guess. Well, it also doesn't hurt that, it does hurt, but that the movies suck for the most part.
Yeah.
I mean, like Sex and the City gone. Good.
Yeah.
God bless.
Well, that's a good
Shrek
thing. I mean,
is
I understand
gone.
That
Thank
they're,
you,
yeah,
you know?
The, they're pruning these things or purging them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they got to make room, man. Got to make room.
Yeah, and I also, I guess because the fact they're on DVD within a week,
3 months, yeah. You know, and when they open, they're on four screens, so,
The craziest thing about all that, and the DVD thing, and this is going to change everything. I don't know if you remember, we talked about it in this segment a while ago. You can check the archives at rcreader.com. It's there. When they did that Alice in Wonderland, the plan was it was going to be out on DVD 8 weeks after it was released, rather than the traditional 12.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people were freaking out saying, no, we can't have this. No one's going to come see it.
Yeah.
That thing has made $1 billion worldwide. They ended up having to kind of push back the release date a little bit. But that was by necessity.
I was
going to
ask because I didn't remember that coming out as fast as we thought it was going to.
Well, it was still making a fortune at the box office.
Yeah, that thing did crazy.
Yeah.
$320 million or something like that. Jesus.
Domestically, but it's a billion-dollar movie. I'm not kidding you, around the world.
Wow, okay.
Yeah.
Well, you don't have to know a lot of... English to understand that one. And it's like everybody knows that tale. So.
And at some point, they'll do a sequel and she'll be hunted by predators.
And be kissed by Adrian Brody.
Now you've got a movie.
And the Cheshire Cat is going to talk like this. Two-Face, you have a choice.
I can't do it now. I've lost it.
But it was fine for a few minutes.
It was good when I was hearing Adrian Brody rip off Christian Bale.
Yeah.
Mike Schultz from the River City's Reader. Next Friday, we'll find out what you thought of these two movies.
Yeah, absolutely.
And we'll have more for you to see. He is Mike Schultz.
Thank
we're
you,
David
Mike.
Darren. And
good
this is Rock 104.9.